You're tuned to KHOL, Jackson Hole Community Radio. I'm Tyler Pratt with your local newscast. Jackson is the first Wyoming town to join a national network of police cameras. Law enforcement say they're intended to catch criminals through license plate data, but civil rights advocates have privacy concerns. KHOL's Hannah Mersbach reports.
The Falcons. That's the name of the 30 solar-powered police cameras soon to be hung on Jackson street poles or traffic lights. Thanks to machine learning, the cameras will scan vehicles and capture license plate numbers and other data 24 hours a day. They come from a company called Flock, one of the fastest-growing tech groups in the nation. Their North Star mission, according to spokesperson Holly Balin, eliminate crime.
Flock really focuses on objective data. So part of what we want to do is remove some of the human bias that is inherent in crime fighting.
Jackson Police Chief Michelle Weber recently asked the town move forward with a nearly $200,000 deal, saying the cameras will help speed up investigations and locate missing people.
We're behind the eight ball where a lot of communities are already doing this. And so when other communities have crimes or suspects that think have come to Jackson, we're unable to provide as much help as we possibly could because we don't have this technology.
Town Council was nearly divided on the issue. Councilmember Jonathan Schechter ultimately helped tip the scales in favor.
I don't like this particular arc of this particular part of history, and I'm screaming stop as I vote yes.
But some local community members and the American Civil Liberties Union are concerned. ACLU senior policy analyst Jay Stanley opposes any use of the cameras and says it's dangerous to create a mass surveillance system with law enforcement officers around the country.
It's like putting a GPS tracker on everybody's car, and that's not the way we do things in this country.
The Jackson data is currently slated to be stored for 90 days, and according to the police chief, only be accessible when local officers launch a criminal investigation. Hannah Mersbach, KHOL News.
The police chief and council members tell KHOL they plan to agree on a policy surrounding the usage of the cameras before installing them around town. And law enforcement will also give annual reports on the success of the new technology. The U.S. Department of Agriculture will help several communities in the Mountain West recover from disasters like floods and wildfires. Millions of dollars will restore damaged watershed and stormwater infrastructure from events like a massive flash flood in Moab, Utah, the Marshall Fire near Denver, and the largest wildfire in New Mexico history. Areas impacted by historic flooding around Yellowstone National Park will also receive federal help to rebuild stream banks. Sean Folum is with the USDA in Wyoming.
There's a significant backlog of work out there, and these things really help out in trying to accomplish meeting those infrastructure goals around the state.
Millions more will go towards buyout programs in especially risky flood zones where the government turns the land back into more natural open spaces.